Hey everyone, this is Achyuta Bhava from Nightlight Astrology, and today we are going to sneak preview next week's transit of Mars moving into an opposition with Uranus. Now, this is something that you're going to feel next week, about midway through the week, but you'll start to feel it probably already this week. You've been feeling it. Certainly Mercury opposing Uranus over the weekend, which we talked about yesterday, will help you to start feeling this. So I want to get everybody ready for it now, because I think there's a pretty good chance some people are really going to start encountering this energy over the weekend. Before we do that, today is the last day that you can register for my class, Ancient Astrology for the Modern Mystic, and still save using the early bird rate. So go to my website, nightlightastrology.com, go to the courses page, click on the first year course. You can scroll down to learn all about it. It is over 100 hours worth of classroom content and material, 12 additional guest lectures over, in addition to 30 classes. All of the webinars you can attend live, or you can watch the recordings. You get to download and keep all of the content on the year. There's also breakout tutoring sessions and regular tutoring available to you guys through our interactive group forum discussions. You can email me with questions year round. So it's a really great program, tons of bonus material, as much additional homework, reading, listening, optional quizzes as you can take, as much as you want. So the course starts on Saturdays, starts this Saturday, it meets on Saturdays, and usually it's about 2 to 3 hours per class. And again, if you can't attend live, you can watch the recordings afterward and move at your own pace. You have a year after the program is done to take the exam if you want to take the exam. It's optional. And you can use the early bird payment to save $500 off if you register by tomorrow, or by the start of class tomorrow, basically. So anytime today is the last time that you have left. Then you can also use a payment plan, 12 months to help you pay. That's the full tuition. And then there's also need-based tuition assistance. So be sure to check all those out, see if they might help you out. All right. So I hope to see some of you in class tomorrow. It's really exciting where it's here. It's finally getting started. Let's bring up the real-time clock and give you a preview of Mars moving into the opposition with Uranus, which will definitely take up a bunch of our time next week as well. So here it is. And you're going to see, let me just make a little drawing here. So here's Mars in Scorpio. And Mars in Scorpio is moving into the opposition. So you're going to see that by Saturday, November 13th, Mercury is opposing Uranus and Taurus. And then you can see that Mars is getting into a 3-degree range. It's at 9 degrees. And once it gets into that 3-degree range, we call it an engagement. And you can really start to feel things cooking at that point. So on Sunday, it's getting to about 2 degrees. By Monday, it's closing in on 1. Tuesday is less than 1. And by Wednesday, you're seeing it pass through. So by Wednesday, November 17th, that's just 6 days away. So over the next 6 days, you're going to feel Uranus opposing Mars. Now, right as Uranus opposes Mars, the day after that, on the 18th into the early morning of the 19th, we have a lunar eclipse in Taurus. So I'm trying to get everyone ready for this next week because it's a pretty big deal. And I just want to make sure that everyone is, you know, just really well prepared for it. Because this is one of the more intense astrological transits of the year. Of course, it depends on where it's hitting in your birth chart. Some people are going to feel it more than others. But let's talk a little bit about Mars Uranus. So first of all, remember that Uranus, this moon cycle is toned by that revolutionary impulse of Uranus. I'm looking, if you're, you know, at Uranus, you're looking to create change, departure from the status quo, the desire for newness, the desire to challenge existing structures of or authority, the tendency to move through eccentric, rapid, unusual changes. You think of random mutation and you think of Uranus. And you also think of the lightning strike, like the tower card in tarot. So it's revolutionary energy. It tends to set things free, tends to move things forward, tends to be very impatient, a little defiant and rebellious, but very innovative and eccentric and original. Okay, so that's kind of a word bomb for Uranus. Now, when you take Mars, the god of action, the god of war, the god of violence and contention and confrontation, and you pit it against Uranus, that's when you get a very combustible transit. And that's why I'm trying to make just sure everyone's aware of this. So you want to be careful about energy really flying off the handle. On the positive side, Mars opposite Uranus creates change through decisive, strong, bold, courageous action. Let's do it right now. Punch through, create the change, and defy or resist opposition. And there's speed and intensity and a kind of the desire to stick with something and move through. And it doesn't matter what's resisting you, you know, like, and it's all, you can see the impulse, like breaking the speed of sound, breaking a world record, someone in extreme sports doing some death-defying feat. These are Mars-Uranus dynamics, but Mars-Uranus can also mean terrible accidents. The kinds of things that Mars-Uranus imply are sometimes really intense and heavy. And I'm going to give you some examples of that, not to freak you out, just so that, again, the whole purpose of doing this is so that we stay in a good relationship with the energies as best we can. Sometimes the hand of fate is going to move us along and things are going to come, and that's that. Let me give you some examples of people who were born with Mars opposite Uranus and examples from their life of Mars Uranus, the Mars Uranus archetypal combination. So Roman Polanski, you guys know Roman Polanski, but obviously his life was marked by some incredible violence and also controversy, abuse. So there's, if you know anything about Roman Polanski, that's a Mars Uranus vibe, right? Monica Lewinsky. Monica Lewinsky at one point, you know, is involved in a huge scandal and a challenged kind of takedown of a major authority figure. So she has that revolutionary Mars Uranus challenge, defy, resist, you know, something like that. And in that, again, I'm not trying to make a political commentary, just commenting on the nature of Mars Uranus. Frank Zappa, think of the irreverent, shocking, forceful, weird energy of Frank Zappa. Or Roseanne Barr. It's a little bit more forceful. Some people might even say, oh, she's kind of crude. And it can get you in trouble. You can definitely break things with Mars Uranus. Napoleon was a Mars Uranus character, but also Hildegard of Bingen. I don't know if you guys know her, and I'm hoping I'm pronouncing it correctly. So that just that kind of sometimes very radical, eccentric quality that can be present in the charts of people who have mystical experiences. Babe Ruth, a boundary shattering athlete. Kanye West, irreverent, somewhat of a megalomaniac, as far as I can tell. I'm not trying to pass judgment. Just eccentric and out there and like a live wire, very much Kanye West of the interviews I've seen. Alec Baldwin. You wouldn't necessarily think Alec Baldwin, Mars Uranus, but what just happened to Alec Baldwin and the gun that went off? I heard about this. That's a very Mars Uranus type of situation. Amy Schumer, another example of kind of irreverent, in your face, somewhat crude humor. I actually heard one time someone say that Amy Schumer reminded them of like a millennial version of Roseanne Barr. I thought that was kind of interesting. They're very different too, but anyway, Candace Owens, if you guys know who she is, she has that very like always fighting, contentious, standing up for what she believes is right as a kind of conservative voice, African-American woman. I don't know if you guys know who she is. I've seen a couple of videos with her where she's always, you know, like fighting with, you know, whoever her opponent is in some kind of debate. Randy Savage. Okay, Randy Savage. There's a, you know, with WWE, WWF, you know, the machismo, the electric, crazy machismo of that intense wrestler. Laird Hamilton, extreme surfer, Mars opposite Uranus. Ted Bundy. Okay, need we say more? Ted Bundy, you know, kind of if you don't know, it's a serial killer, right? I think it was Ted Bundy. The Unabomber? Or is he the... I think Ted Bundy is the one who killed a lot of people. He was a serial killer, I believe. But at any rate, so the violence, the extreme violence, Nietzsche wrote about the interpenetration of different conflicting voices of authority and willpower within the human psyche, within society. Ozzy Osbourne, good example of the kind of whatever, you know, the kind of the Black Sabbath energy, very Mars opposite Uranus. Bill Cosby, very similar, like real, you know, obviously, I think last I heard he was convicted of like raping people or something. Again, I don't really know the story, but So you can, some of the things that happen to people or that surround their life story with Mars Uranus will demonstrate this. Gianni Versace, fashion, icon, who was murdered. So the sudden violence, the eccentricity, it's a real live wire, Mars Uranus. So it's a transit that we get here and there, Mars square Uranus, Mars conjoined Uranus, but the opposition in particular, because that polarization tendency, especially when people have conflicting ideals, and then there's the desire to really go to war over them and maybe even harm people. Also, I think I've told you guys before, when I lived in DC, we had one of the women who taught for us in both our herbal and astrology programs was murdered in DC. And that happened during a Mars Uranus dynamic, transit in the sky. And she also had, I want to say it was either moon opposite Uranus. I think it was Mars. No, she was born with Mars opposite Uranus in her chart as well. So, yeah, it doesn't have to be that. I mean, I've given some really graphic, intense examples. But the reason that I give those is just so that everybody knows that this energy is like, it's big wave riding. You know what I mean? It has that feeling of risk, intensity. It's eccentric, it's erratic, it's unpredictable. It can be violent and very cathartic. But if you think about like high speed chases, if you think about death defying feats, if you think about radical machismo, if you think about the spirit of revolution and the blood in the streets, you're starting to get into Mars Uranus territory. It is one of the more, in my opinion, electric and intense planetary combinations. The inventiveness, the confidence to challenge or defy something tyrannical or whatever is there, but so too is like, I don't have to play by the rules. I'll do whatever I want, and I'll try to. Mars opposite Uranus is sort of like the rebel outlaw maverick type of thing too, which could be kind of heroic and fun. But it can also be, the narcissism and the rebellion and the violence together. It can be a nasty combination too. So this combination comes through middle of next week. Remember to watch what I did yesterday with Mercury opposite Uranus to get a better feel for I think much more enlightening and inspiring energy that's coming this weekend. But know that Mars Uranus is also building, so it's important to juxtapose the two of those as we end this week. All right, that's what I've got for you guys today. Remember, my class starts tomorrow. It's a great time to study astrology, to enter into a paradigm shifting classroom experience with these energies coming along, especially next month too, eclipse season. So some classes that I teach, you can tell the cohorts coming in are like being just propelled by the energy of the moment. And so it's a good one to jump on, in my humble opinion. I don't always say that, but I do believe this is it's a unique time to study. Anyway, share your stories, use the hashtag grabbed, tell us the aspect you're working with, tell us how you saw it show up. Probably be sharing some stories next week. We'll have to, for comedic cosmic relief, as we're all living through these together. Eclipse next week too, we're going to be looking at. So you guys have a very safe and great weekend, and I look forward to more next week, and look forward to studying with you, some of you, starting tomorrow. All right, take it easy, everyone. Bye.